pants on. Half in. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter. Put it off.
Is that not what you mean? Oh, you can go ahead and cut that off. Cause this has to be pretty loud. Okay.
The afternoon situation with Lisa B starts next.
Great day so far. Hope work didn't beat you up a little. Hope the kids are doing great. We're going to have a little catch up later. You know, I need to make sure that my besties had a good weekend. But come on, hallelujah, praise God, because today is the day where I can finally share my interview with Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. Come on, let me get a hand clap of praise for that one too, because this was a career making moment. And I can only say thank you, thank you, thank you to every single one of my besties for making that possible, because without you, that wouldn't have been possible at all. But we've got to talk about what is going on today. But I'll be doing more about this a little later. Let's get into some good music. Here's Jid on Magic 104.9. Hi, who is
Magic
this?
Your daily dose of pop culture. The Lituation Report on Magic 104.9. Grand Rapids number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign have held their place on top of the Billboard 200 chart, denying rapper Ye from his first to ever number one album. But according to the figures from Billboard, the duo has emerged victorious as Vultures 1 spends a second week at number one thanks to some additional streaming, okay? But apparently that's not the end of this Vulture saga. So give it locked for more details about that. And last but not least, 21 Savage blessed us with his Saturday Night Live debut, featuring a pair of ballerinas, a violinist, singing Portuguese, and some appearances by Brent Faiyaz and Summer Walker. He ended up performing Red Drum, a blend into Should Have Worn a Bonnet, and then Prove It, obviously. All of which are on his new album, American Dream. So if you didn't get to tap in on Saturday, no worries, bestie, we got you covered. It's all waiting for you right now on the Magic 104.9 app.
Kamala Harris, how are you, Lisa B?
How are you, Madam Vice President? It is an honor and a privilege to speak with you today.
I'm glad to be with you, and thank you.
I just want to say thank you for inspiring me to take up spaces as a Black woman, and just thank you for everything. But I will get started. As of right now, a lot of people are speaking about student loans right now because you have been reducing and eliminating the debt with President Biden. So with Michigan having a lot of state-funded schools, including Grand Valley State University, why is it so important that the Biden administration focus on reducing and eliminating student loan debt?
Well, I mean, listen, first of all, let's understand that too many people who have student loan debt taking jobs they don't want to take because they have to pay off that debt instead of what might be their dream job that doesn't pay as much. Too many people are concerned that they don't have the ability to start a family or buy a home because of that student loan debt. It really weighs on people in a tremendous way.
Right.
And so we decided to take the issue on and deal with it. And we have so far forgiven over $130 billion in student loan debt, including the fact that we know that over half the people with student loan debt in the United States owe less than $12,000. And so we have now, as part of our policy, wiped out anybody who has less than $12,000 of student loan debt, just wiped it out, which is about half of the people with student loan debt in the United States.
Yes. It has been an amazing situation to see from the outside looking in, watching the Biden administration take on this amazing initiative. While you are currently on a reproductive rights tour, a lot of changes with abortion laws have been going on, especially here in Michigan and in states like Alabama. How do you believe that changes impact the women here, and what steps is the administration taking to ensure that our reproductive rights and health care access is remaining a priority for all?
Well, you know, I was just in Grand Rapids. And I'll tell you, the Michigan legislature and governor have done a great job of putting in place into the law protections around the freedom to make decisions about your own body and not have your government tell you what to do. But let's not be too comfortable, because if Donald Trump gets elected, he has said he will institute a national ban, which means the women and the people of Michigan will not be protected as you now are. The other thing that we have to think about is that, you know, I mean, can you imagine in 2024 that the Supreme Court took that constitutional right that had been recognized for a woman to make decisions about her own body and not have her government tell her what to do. And in state after state, we've seen laws being passed that will criminalize doctors and nurses, put them in jail for giving reproductive care. And just in Alabama, what happened is that their Supreme Court basically is now, the effect of it is that people, couples and individuals who want to get in vitro fertilization treatment, IVF, are no longer going to be able to get that. So on the one hand, these extremists are saying to an individual, you don't have the right to terminate an unwanted pregnancy. On the other hand, you don't have a right to start a family.
Right. It's incredibly insane to watch our government in certain situations take away our rights that make us human.
And to pass policies and to push policies that make people live in fear.
Yes.
You know, that's not what leaders do. Leadership is about caring about people and their well-being and uplifting their well-being, not creating an environment where people are living in fear.
Exactly. And with that fear, you mentioned voting, and with the current state of the world, with the abortion crisis going on, gun violence, the genocide going on right now, immigration, people are focusing on whether they should vote or not. So how important is it for people to vote in the upcoming primaries so that they can help improve the current state of the world?
Listen, it's critically important. If people hadn't stood in line to vote in 2020 and rejected the notion that their vote doesn't count, I would not be the first woman vice president of the United States. When you vote, it matters. When people voted in 2020, they said deal with student loan debt. In spite of all these people in Washington, D.C. that tried to not make it happen, we made it happen. People stood in line and said cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month because our seniors are making decisions about whether they can afford to pay for their insulin or afford to put food in the fridge. People voted in 2020. They said put some money into our HBCUs as centers of academic excellence, and we put over $7 billion into that. And those are just some of the examples of how your vote matters. And there are forces that try to make it more difficult for folks to vote. You can look at a state like Georgia, for example, where they even punish people for giving people who are standing in line to vote food and water.
Yep.
And then there are others who will just try to convince folks that their vote doesn't matter because they're scared that when they vote, things will actually change. So I encourage everyone to vote in Michigan. The primary is on Tuesday, February 27th. The polls open at 7 in the morning. They close at 8 in the evening. I'm going to give you a website. You can go to iwillvote.com to know where to go vote and make sure that your polling place is the same place it was last time. But your vote matters. It matters. It's because people stood in line to vote and said, like I say all the time, nobody should have to go to jail for smoking weed, that we have been able to pardon people for federal marijuana possession.
Right.
It's because people stood in line and said, let's deal with the fact that there is racial bias and home appraisals, that we have taken that on in a way that understands that that bias would lead to certain racial wealth gaps. And we need to address these specific issues that get in the way of people having equal access to opportunity.
Correct. I 100% agree. And my last question, with the upcoming primaries coming, what do you think the Biden administration will be focusing on now? Like, what is the big thing that is going to be taking over the administration's initiatives?
One of the big ones is affordable housing. We have got to address that issue. It's an issue for the folks in Grand Rapids. It's an issue for people around the country. We've got to put and create more affordable housing for people. We have got to have affordable child care. The president and I feel strongly that people shouldn't have pay more than 7% of their income on child care.
Mm-hmm.
And then paid family leave. People who work, we have to respect the fact that they have a life, that they have families, and if they have a child that's sick or a parent that's sick, they should be able to take time off of work to care for their family member and not worry about whether then they will be able to pay their rent at the end of the month because they're losing time without pay, right?
Right.
So these are some of the big issues, which is affordable housing, affordable child care, and paid family leave.
Well, I'm excited to see what you and President Biden will be doing with those initiatives, hopefully in your win. Thank you so, so much for your time, Madam Vice President.
I'm so glad to be with you. And let me tell you, I was just in Grand Rapids, and one of the places I visited was De La Soul,
yes,
which is in the southeast end. And so I know you're playing a lot of hip-hop and old-school hip-hop, and I have to tell you, she's got a great collection over there. It was good to be in Grand Rapids and also to support a small business and a black woman-owned small business. So thank you for that.
No problem. Thank you for your time. Della is amazing. Thank you again, Madam Vice President.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Grand Rapids number one for hip-hop, Magic 104.9. Lee should be here. Clearly, Tesla definitely belongs to the streets because a bakery in California is calling them out for allegedly canceling its order of 4,000 mini pies at the last minute. Let me get into this. According to the Giving Pies Facebook post, they were contacted by a representative named Laura from Tesla for Valentine's Day. They essentially wanted 2,000 mini pies to commemorate Black History Month. However, when the money was needed, it became an issue. So at 9 o'clock on February 15th, the rep again contacted the bakery, saying that she apologized for the vendor not paying on time, claiming that they were new, and then requesting to double the order. Now, despite the strain that was going to put on the owner, she decided to accept and expand the order. So on February 16th, she reportedly sent over an invoice with a noon deadline on the same day. But by the afternoon, the money still ain't ching-chinging, and Laura wasn't picking up the phone. Interesting. Minutes after that failed phone call, Laura ended up sending a text canceling the large order. But by that time, the bakery had already bought additional ingredients, changed its entire production schedule, and even turned down other catering requests to fulfill Tesla's needs. Now, each pie costs around $3 to $4, which means that they are now out of a whopping $16,000. And you know what? Tesla better pay them every single coin with interest, okay? Don't play with a Black-owned business during Black History Month. How racist is that? Get all the details about why Tesla belongs to the streets, specifically this alleged lady named Laura. Tap into that Magic 104.9 app.
It's time for the 616 check-in on Magic 104.9. Grand Rapids, number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Quick check-in. How about it, bestie? Speaking of things we need to check on, is anybody confused of this winter weather right now? Well, apparently you are not crazy and you are not alone. This is Michigan's warmest winter on record. If you want to see why it's happening, all the details about what you need to know is waiting for you right now in the Magic app. Also, there is a contagious stomach bug that is slamming, going rampant right now for Michigan residents. So please, please catch a mask, wash your hands, sanitize your own deck. I want to get the details about what the stomach bug is, how it can affect other people, and what you need to know to make sure that you are not getting into this situation. Hit up that Magic app. And last but not least, I'm going to say it again. Magic's birthday is coming up, and I want you to celebrate with me at the Grand Rapids Gold Game on March 5th. All the details and more about what's going on in the 616 area are waiting for you right now on that Magic 104.9.